The Beatles took on Dick James as their music publisher, who had been recommended by George Martin. Dick was very impressed with Please Please Me and worked like a demon after the record was released on January 11, 1963.
I put on my record player and played Please Please Me, and I just hit the ceiling. And he said, "What do I think?" I said, "I think it must be number one." And I phoned a friend of mine, Philip Jones, who was a light entertainment producer at ABC television, and he was just starting a show called Thank Your Lucky Stars. You know, the break started to come virtually from that moment.
On February 2nd, 1963, the Beatles begin their first national tour of Britain with Helen Shapiro at the top of the bill.
I remember sort of certain incidents like Paul, or I think it was Paul, practicing his autograph loads of times on a photograph and coming in to show me, you know, "What do you think of this one? What do you think of that one?" And George always talking about being rich.
On February 11th, the Beatles record all the tracks for their first album, as Please Please Me climbs to the top of the charts in Britain, the first of an unbroken chain of hit records which lasted until May of 1969. George Martin realized that they should act fast to cash in on what they had already achieved with this single. He thought the best thing to do was to have the Beatles record the best of their live show.
I knew darn well that we couldn't record an album of original songs. So I said, well, obviously the thing to do is to record all the stuff they do in their act. I'd been to see them at the Cavern. I'd seen what they'd been doing. So I knew their repertoire by this time. And so I just selected all the stuff that I knew they could do at the drop of a hat, and I got them down to the studio. So I said, right, we're going to record Roll Over Beethoven, we're going to record Money, we're going to record Chains and so on, Anna. And it was rather like a performance, actually. We started at 10 in the morning, or 11 in the morning, I think, in deference to their long beauty sleep. And then I think we finished about 10 at night. Norman Smith was at the controls, and he got a good balance, and it was just knocked off like a live performance.
The opening track on their first album gave an indication of all the excitement that was part of their live show. It was basically a Paul McCartney number, with John suggesting he change a line.
Actually, what happened was he took out one word, which would have made it very wrong. The first two lines, I did it going home in a car one night, and so I wasn't really thinking too much about it. The first two lines originally were, "She was just 17, and she'd never been a beauty queen," which sort of just sounded like it rhymed to me. Anyway, when I saw it the next day and played it through to John, I realised that it was a useless line, you know. So we just sat down and tried to think of another line which rhymed with 17 and meant something. We eventually got "You Know What I Mean," which means nothing. Means completely nothing at all.
Paul uses his raunchy rock voice on this early Beatle classic.